Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, former Cardinals player mistaken for suspect sues Phoenix Mesa. A former Arizona Cardinals linebacker has filed a lawsuit against the cities of Mesa and Phoenix after he said he and his daughter were held at gunpoint at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, where officers mistook him for a suspect in an apartment shooting last year. According to the lawsuit, Wesley Leasy drove to the airport on April 10, 2025 to pick up his daughter Jade, who was returning from a work trip in Atlanta. The suit states that shortly after they reunited, Mesa and Phoenix officers approached them with guns drawn, ordered them to the ground, and handcuffed them. Leasy told the Arizona Republic that he tried his best to remain calm and defuse the situation, but feared the entire time that the officers were going to kill him or his daughter, who was crying hysterically. "It felt like my last moments on earth," Leasy said. Leasy later said he learned that Mesa police were tracking a white Mercedes with temporary plates believed to be connected to an apartment shooting in Northwest Mesa earlier that day. Although his vehicle matched the description, the actual suspect was described as a young white man with facial tattoos. According to police, officers were pursuing a possible getaway car from the shooting when an air unit located a vehicle matching the description near Country Club Drive and McKellops Road. The air unit followed it onto Loop 202 and toward Rural Road, but lost the vehicle due to flight restrictions. Officers found another vehicle matching the description and followed it to the airport, which turned out to be Leasy's, Mesa police told the Republic at the time. Leasy said he had difficulty believing how officers could have mistaken him, a 6'4" black man embracing his daughter at the airport, for the suspect based only on the vehicle he was driving. They had time to make decisions, to say, "Oh, this is the wrong guy," or, "Oh, this is the wrong car," Leasy said. They had enough time to make that decision, and they still blunder it. They still threatened our lives. They still went forward with it. Why did they do that? Spokespeople from Mesa and Phoenix previously declined to comment on a notice of claim, a precursor to a lawsuit against a municipality, in October 2025. Sergeant Dustin Hemp, a Mesa police officer also named in the lawsuit, gave him his business card and apologized once for the incident, according to court documents. But Leasy said the violent encounter left him and his daughter with psychological scars that they're both still working through in therapy. "This is something that sticks with you," Leasy said. Leasy's attorney, Benjamin Taylor, said police often excuse mistaking someone for a suspect because they matched the suspect's description. "In this case, there's not one single ounce of fitting the description here," Taylor said. "It's almost like they were trying to do this intentionally." Taylor added that it made no sense for police to believe the suspect of an apartment shooting would proceed to pick someone up from the airport immediately after. Leasy said he wants Phoenix and Mesa police to strengthen their policies for confirming whether a vehicle matching a suspect's description is actually the suspect's, along with improved training and greater accountability. "So many things here went wrong," Leasy said. "I'm very disturbed, I'm very angry, and frustrated with the situation." And that story was former Cardinals player mistaken for suspect sues Phoenix Mesa. The next story, AJUSD moving server infrastructure online for $49,000 a year. The Apache Junction Unified School District is to pay $40,019.09 a year, $49,019.09 a year for 5 years to move its server infrastructure online. The AJUSD Governing Board voted unanimously April 28 to approve an agreement with High Tech Network and Security Solutions, LLC, in Phoenix. The district will have 7 terabytes of cloud storage with one copy of backups in the Phoenix area and one copy of backups on a public server online, according to a written quote document from Chris Munch of High Tech Network and Security Solutions, LLC. "What this does for us, it takes away the servers. It's all in the cloud," AJUSD Superintendent Robert Papalardo said. we don't end up replacing it anymore. So over time, you save money, even though you have the outlay right now. So it's more reliable. You're not dependent on our server being kept up. So we save money doing that, Board President Dina Kimball said. AJUSD has three elementary schools, a K through 5 school designed to provide students with a traditional liberal arts education, a junior high school, and a high school. The district boundaries run from Meridian Road on the west to the town of Queen Valley on the east, and from the Goldfield Mountains to the north, south into the Santan Corridor. Communities served include Apache Junction, Gold Canyon, Peralta Trail, Queen Valley, and unincorporated Pinal County land in between. That story was AJUSD moving server infrastructure online for $49,000 a year. The next story, Mesa Gateway Airport flyers named their top 10 most wanted routes. The passengers have spoken. East Valley air travelers want more routes at Mesa Gateway Airport. The East Mesa reliever for Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, as it continues to build appeal as a more convenient alternative to Sky Harbor. So, airport staff went to the traveling public and asked them where they want to fly next. Mesa Gateway's communications and government relations team surveyed 1,800 of the airport's Facebook followers and asked which destinations they want to see service established via Mesa. The results were published in the April edition of the airport's monthly executive director's report. The survey helps identify destinations that should be on airlines' radar when they consider establishing service at Mesa Gateway, according to airport staff. While airport staff continues to engage with other airlines, the near entirety of its commercial service is with Allegiant Air, which has about 50 nonstop routes from the airport. Three new ones came in February: La Crosse, Wisconsin, Orange County, California, and Bloomington, Illinois. Here are the top 10 most requested Mesa Gateway routes as selected by Mesa Gateway travelers. Number 10, Burbank, California. The drought is over. Mesa Gateway Airport finally has service to California via John Wayne Airport in Orange County. But Mesa passengers are also asking for service to Burbank, another LAX airport alternative, but one that's closer to Los Angeles. Allegiant has a presence at Hollywood Burbank Airport, with flights to and from Bellingham, Washington, Des Moines, Iowa, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Provo, Utah. Number 9. Tampa, Florida. While service to the southern and southeastern U.S. via Sky Harbor is robust, Mesa Gateway's lone route in the region is Memphis. But Florida is on many Mesa travelers' wish lists, with Tampa ranking high in part for its dining, craft beer, and sports scenes, and attractions like Busch Gardens and the Florida Aquarium. Allegiant offers service to the Tampa Bay area via St. Pete Clearwater International Airport, the reliever for Tampa International Airport. From there, the airline has flights as far west as Colorado Springs, Colorado. Number 8. Nashville, Tennessee. Another southeastern city that Mesa Gateway flyers want to see a route to is Nashville. It's most famous as a music industry landmark, home to the Grand Ole Opry, but travelers also visit for the area's wineries and distilleries, sites like Andrew Jackson's Hermitage, and a replica of the Parthenon in Greece, built for the city's centennial, and a food scene that includes Nashville hot chicken. Allegiant has service to about 25 cities via Nashville International Airport, traveling as far west as Provo, Utah. Number 7. Las Vegas, Nevada, year-round. Allegiant has served Las Vegas from Mesa Gateway for years, but seasonally, typically over the winter holidays and spring break. Mesa flyers want to see Las Vegas service offered on a year-round basis, as three airlines at Sky Harbor do. Las Vegas, famous for its casino resorts and music residencies, is the main hub for Allegiant. Number 6. Dallas, Texas. Dallas is a key southwestern hub with two major airports, American Airlines' home airport Dallas-Fort Worth and Southwest Airlines' home airport Love Field. The city has its own draws too: Dallas Cowboys football, a 66-acre arboretum and botanical gardens, Texas's largest zoo and historical sites related to the John F. Kennedy assassination. Allegiant serves four Texas airports: Houston via William P. Hobby Airport, Austin, Laredo, and McAllen. It doesn't have a presence in Dallas, but that could change with Allegiant's merger with Sun Country Airlines, which flies to and from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport via its Minneapolis hub. Number 5. Seattle, Washington. Mesa travelers mention Seattle and nearby Everett as one of their most wanted destinations. Seattle is famous for landmarks like the Space Needle and Mount Rainier, local food at Pike Place Market and the fish-throwing seafood merchants, blown glass sculptures at Chihuly Garden, and glass and music, film and TV artifacts at the Museum of Pop Culture. Allegiant flies to three cities in Washington State: Bellingham, near the U.S.-Canada border, Pasco, and Spokane. It doesn't have a presence in Seattle, but like Dallas, that could change with the Sun Country merger. Sun Country flies between Seattle-Tacoma International Airport and Minneapolis. Number 4. Denver, Colorado. The Mile High City is high on not only Mesa Gateway Flyers' wish lists, but also its staff. In past interviews, Mesa Gateway's executive director, J. Brian O'Neill, said his goal is to attract a daily route from a legacy carrier to the airport, naming Denver as an option. While O'Neill's interest in daily service to Denver is aimed at business travelers, there's plenty for leisure travelers to do, from browsing the boutiques and shops at Larimer Square to seeing the historic Denver Union Station. Rocky Mountain National Park, Boulder Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs are popular day trips. Allegiant flies to 7 airports from Denver International Airport, mostly cities along the East Coast. Mesa Gateway has service to Colorado Springs Airport, about 82 miles away from Denver City Center, but it can take close to 2 hours to drive from Colorado Springs to Denver because of traffic. Number 3. Chicago, Illinois. While Phoenix has 4 routes to Chicago, 2 airlines fly to O'Hare International Airport, while another 2 fly to Midway International Airport, there's no route to either airport from East Mesa. Connections to Chicago from Metro Phoenix are a vital link for transplants who have wintered in Arizona for more than a century. The Windy City is also a tourism draw for landmarks like the Cloud Gate sculpture, better known by its nickname The Bean, the Willis Tower, and the Art Institute of Chicago, plus a food scene that includes deep dish pizza and Chicago hot dogs and sporting events, including Chicago Cubs games at Wrigley Field. Allegiant flies to 6 cities via Chicago Midway International Airport. Mesa Gateway has service to Rockford, Illinois, about 90 miles from the Chicago city center. But like Colorado Springs to Denver, commuting between Rockford and Chicago can be a challenge because of traffic. Number 2. Orlando, Florida. California might have Disneyland, but Walt Disney Resort, Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, is still a bucket list vacation for Southwesterners. Orlando is the theme park capital of the world for its abundant themed entertainment options, not just Disney, but also Universal Orlando Resort, SeaWorld Orlando, Fun Spot, and Gatorland, to name a few. Even the day trips from Orlando are outstanding. You can bask in the glory of America's space pursuits at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, or see Florida's wild side while riding a glass-bottom boat along crystal-clear waters at Silver Springs State Park. Orlando Sanford International Airport, the reliever for Orlando International Airport, is a major Allegiant hub with about 40 routes. Allegiant has flights between Orlando Sanford and Las Vegas, but not Mesa. Number 1. San Diego, California. San Diego is a perennial weekend vacation spot for Arizonans, to the point that one of the city's resorts is offering an Arizona resident deal. People come for the closest U.S. beaches from Arizona, including spots for watching sea lions, dolphins, and whales. It's also worth a trip for the cultural spots in Balboa Park, including the must-visit San Diego Zoo. There's plenty of ways to get to San Diego via Sky Harbor. 4 airlines have nonstop service, but there are no flights out of Mesa Gateway. Allegiant flies to 7 cities from San Diego International Airport, mostly in the Northwest. And that story was Mesa Gateway Airport flyers named their top 10 most wanted routes. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona's East Valley News, covering the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, where to find cheap gas in Apache Junction and Gold Canyon. Gas prices are up again across the region as oil prices jumped again this week. Prices in the valley rose 4 cents this week to $4.82 a gallon, while the state average rose 4 cents to $4.71 a gallon, and the national average rose a whopping 34 cents a gallon to reach $4.39 a gallon, according to AAA Arizona on Friday. According to GasBuddy.com, the cheapest gas in Apache Junction and Gold Canyon is 419 Circle K, 1550 West Apache Trail in Apache Junction, 429 Marathon Shell, 1571 West Apache Trail in Apache Junction, 439 Arco, 745 South Ironwood Drive in Apache Junction, 449 Maverick, 6940 South Kings Ranch Road in Gold Canyon, and 489 Circle K, 7138 East U.S. Highway 60 in Gold Canyon. Oil prices have surged above $100 a barrel, with no indication of when the Strait of Hormuz will reopen, said AAA Mountain West Group spokesperson Doug Johnson in a release. Gas prices are the highest they've been in 4 years. At the close of Wednesday's formal trading session, oil rose $6.95 to settle at $106.88 a barrel. The Energy Information Administration reports crude oil inventories decreased by 6.2 million barrels from the previous week. At 459.5 million barrels, U.S. crude inventories are about 1% above the five-year average for this time of year. At the same time, gasoline demand increased last week from 9.05 million barrels a day to 9.10 million. Total domestic gasoline supply decreased from 228.4 million barrels to 222.3 million. Gasoline production decreased last week, averaging 9.8 million barrels per day. Arizona remained the seventh highest gas market in the nation, behind California, 601, Hawaii, 564, Washington, 557, Oregon, 515, and Nevada, 512, and Alaska, 492. According to GasBuddy.com, the cheapest gas in the valley can be found at Sam's Club in Gilbert, at Gilbert Road and Houston Avenue, and at Sam's Club at the Tempe Marketplace, both at $4.10 a gallon. And that story was where to find cheap gas in Apache Junction and Gold Canyon. The next story, airplane blows its tires in hard landing at Mesa's Falcon Field. A small airplane landed hard at Mesa's Falcon Field Airport, enough to blow its tires, with two people aboard on April 28, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The pilot of the Cessna 172 reported an engine issue and returned to Falcon Field Airport around 7:50 a.m., FAA officials said. The aircraft blew its tires while landing and stopped in the runway overrun area, the FAA reported. The FAA will continue to investigate. The agency will generally post a preliminary accident incident report online the next business day. Arizona has seen a spike in total aircraft crashes, with 26 crashes as of April 21 in 2026, more than double the 12 that occurred during the same period in 2025, according to data from the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. The state has also reached the same number of fatal aircraft crashes and fatalities this year that it saw in all of 2025, with 10 people killed over 5 incidents, according to the federal data. While the spike in fatal crashes can appear jarring at first, the accident rate involving aircraft is quite consistent, according to NTSB spokesperson Peter Knudsen. Other aircraft incidents have also occurred at Falcon Field Airport. On April 21, two pilots in a 1965 Piper Cherokee PA-28-180 were heading back to Falcon Field Airport after a 2.5-hour planned training flight when, at 8:15 a.m., the pair reported engine failure, according to an FAA preliminary report. The Mesa pilots declared mayday prior to making an emergency landing near a canal on Main Street. The preliminary report stated the aircraft declared mayday due to engine issues. On November 17, 2025, two occupants of a fixed-wing, single-engine Piper aircraft were able to walk away to safety after it landed on a canal path and collided with a block wall near Falcon Field Airport. The plane had attempted to land on the canal path as it experienced mechanical issues, according to Jose Aguirre, a Mesa Police Department spokesman. No one was injured. On November 5, 2024, a six-passenger Honda HA-420 plowed through a field at the end of a Falcon Field Airport runway, tore into a fence, slid onto Greenfield Road, hit a vehicle, and crashed into an orchard, a witness told police. Four passengers and the vehicle driver died. That story was Airplane Blows Its Tires in Hard Landing at Mesa's Falcon Field. The next story, AJUSD getting new Ethernet phone system for $31,000 a year. Apache Junction Unified School District soon will get 415 new phones as part of an online-based phone services agreement costing nearly $31,000 a year for 3 years. The AJUSD Governing Board voted unanimously April 28 to approve a service agreement with Zio Education Communication for $2,583.21 monthly for a 3-year contract, which is $30,998.52 a year. Shipping is to cost $2,110 for 387 Yalink SIP-T31G and 28 Yalink SIP-T43U or equivalent power over Ethernet handsets, it states in a communication services estimate from the business. Your phones are going to stop working sometime next fall, so it's not like they can be upgraded. They can't. So this is the cheapest option, AJUSD Superintendent Robert Popolardo said. The reason why shipping cost is high is because of the phone's weight, he said. You'd think that they would give us free shipping for a school district, Board President Dina Kimball said. Did we try? Did we ask them? Board Vice President Cami Garcia said. We are in communication with them, so this is an estimate. But they think this is their best price for shipping, Popolardo said. They did reduce the price. This is what they say their best estimate is now, so it was more. The price of the new phone system is similar to what the district is paying now. It's comparable to what it was, Popolardo said. AJUSD has three elementary schools, a K-5 school designed to provide students with a traditional liberal arts education, a junior high school, and a high school. The district boundaries run from Meridian Road on the west to the town of Queen Valley on the east, and from the Goldfield Mountains to the north, south into the Santan Corridor. Communities served include Apache Junction, Gold Canyon, Peralta Trail, Queen Valley, and unincorporated Pinal County land in between. And that story was AJUSD getting new Ethernet phone system for $31,000 a year. The next story, Mesa sergeant accused of tipping off drinking buddy before SWAT raid. An 18-year veteran Mesa police officer is accused of tipping off a drinking buddy that a SWAT team was about to raid his apartment in March. Edward Eddie Fire, 41, is a Mesa police sergeant who was assigned to patrol the downtown area. Fire learned on March 10 that Chandler police planned to execute a search warrant at the apartment of Jason Rawlings, Fire's neighbor and someone he had been in frequent contact with, according to court records. Phone records showed Fire texted Rawlings around 4:17 p.m., asking if he was home, then called him for about a minute, according to court documents. Minutes later, police surveillance video showed Rawlings leaving his apartment with a backpack and placing it in another man's truck, investigators said. Police later stopped the truck and found the backpack contained methamphetamine, cocaine, ammunition, and a handgun, according to court records. The driver told officers he did not know about the bag, records said. SWAT officers arrested Rawlings at his apartment. He later told police he had been warned about the search warrant by a friend who worked for Mesa Police, according to court records. A detective later reported that Fire arrived at the scene in a marked Mesa Police vehicle, asked if Rawlings was okay, and attempted to speak privately with the detective, but was refused, records said. Rawlings told police he moved the backpack because he did not want to be caught with it, and described the officer who warned him as a drinking buddy, according to court documents. Investigators later found hundreds of messages between Fire and Rawlings, describing a relationship that included making plans to go drinking and attend concerts, according to court records. The next day, Fire told multiple contacts he had lost his personal phone. He later said he may have left it on top of his car, though investigators wrote that phone and location data did not fit his story, according to court records. On April 23, prosecutors with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office charged Fire with hindering prosecution in the first degree, a Class 5 felony. The Mesa Police Department has opened an internal investigation and placed Fire on unpaid administrative leave after learning of the case, according to a statement from Mesa Police Detective Jesse Macias. Mesa Police said they are cooperating with the Chandler Police Department, which is leading the criminal investigation, but declined to answer additional questions, including when the department first became aware of the allegations or whether Fire had prior disciplinary history, citing the ongoing investigation. That story was Mesa Sergeant accused of tipping off drinking buddy before SWAT raid. The next story, plan for long-term nighttime lane restrictions on US 60 in Globe. The Arizona Department of Transportation advises drivers traveling in Globe to expect restrictions on US Highway 60 between Santee Street and US Highway 70, mileposts 250 to 252, for milling and paving operations. US 60 east and westbound lane restrictions are planned nightly from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. beginning Sunday, May 3. Temporary driveway restrictions will be in place when heavy equipment is directly in front of businesses or residences. Law enforcement officers will be on site and detours will be in place when crews are working at intersections. One travel lane will be maintained in each direction. The speed limit will be reduced to 25 miles per hour in the work zone. Restrictions will be lifted each day after work hours. Drivers should allow extra travel time, use caution, be prepared to slow down and merge safely when approaching and traveling through all work areas. For more information and to sign up for email alerts, please visit https://azdot.gov/us60-santee-us70-paving. That story was planned for long-term nighttime lane restrictions on US 60 in Globe. This has been East Valley News, covering the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Now stay tuned for more excellent content on Sun Sounds of Arizona.